How's the serenity in your suburb? You got enough space? Have you got any land? Any blocks of land available to buy? Because budget estimates yesterday revealed that Brisbane's going to run out of available land to build new homes in less than 3 years. And you know, southeast Queensland is booming. House prices are up. Interstate migration is up. The Deputy Premier, Stephen Miles, announced earlier this week that Brisbane's 2032 Olympics would mean $115 million in infrastructure funding would be brought forward to build the Athletes' Village at Hamilton, which he says would actually see more housing made available after these games.
Many of the buildings will be permanent fixtures and be converted into accommodation, aged care, that kind of thing. Yeah, we certainly hope that it will allow us to deliver some housing for social and affordable housing, as well as critical worker housing. It's reaching the point where it's difficult for people who work in jobs like teaching and the police force, the public service, that kind of thing, to live close to the city.
Stephen Miles, the Deputy Premier. All right, house for the athletes, maybe some housing for others afterwards. What about land supply to build new homes in Brisbane? Reportedly, we're on track to run out in 3 years. That's better than the situation in Noosa. They're going to run out in a year. Kirsty Cheshire Brown is the CEO of the Urban Development Institute in Queensland. Morning, Kirsty.
Morning, Rebecca.
So this projection that Brisbane will run out of land for new homes in 3 years was revealed in state budget estimates hearings yesterday. What does that actually mean?
Well, Rebecca, that number is sourced from the state government's land supply and development monitoring report, which is being produced annually. And what that tells us, the approved lot supply is a measure of land that's ready to go to market. So that's the number of lots and units that have been approved by usually the local authority and are ready to be delivered to market. So we did see, as a result of the land supply and development monitoring report that was released late last year, that a number of local governments have fallen below that mark of 4 years, at least 4 years, the benchmark of 4 years of supply.
Mm.
So what that means is we do have a short-term crunch, and that, of course, has been exacerbated by many of the different trends that we've seen emerge since March last year. So, for example, we've had really strong interstate migration, as you mentioned, so 30,000 people returned to or came to Queensland in 2020. We also saw the return of expats. So 500,000 expats returned to Australia last year. And of course, we saw some really strong stimulus from the, particularly the federal government, in the form of the Home Builder Scheme. So there certainly has been a crunch on the availability of housing, and that's what we're seeing currently play out.
So, Kirsty, as you say, local government areas under state government rules should have 4 years' worth of land supply available. Okay, given the factors that you've mentioned there, is it the local government areas not getting a move on? Is it state government approving land to be carved up?
It's a range of factors, Rebecca. It's a really complex issue that we're currently dealing with. And I think an issue, particularly at the moment, that none of us predicted this time last year. Mm. So what we are seeing is sometimes there can be a delay in approvals. Sometimes there can be a delay in getting infrastructure to the site and that level of coordination. Or as you say, sometimes it's identifying those new growth areas and getting the structure planning in place. So there's a range of factors that have probably contributed to where we are today. It was great to see the announcement from the Deputy Premier in March this year on the formation of a growth areas team, and I think we're starting to see the evidence of some of that team's work now in terms of opening up some and unlocking some of that land in particularly those growth corridors. So that's a really important piece of the puzzle, as is continuing to work on the consolidation piece. So, and that is trying to see more infill across each of our local government areas, because we do have a target of 60% of our future dwellings should be in that consolidation zone across southeast Queensland. So that's an important factor that we need to continue to work on as well.
Okay, and for some people that will ring some alarm bells about neighbours being a little closer than perhaps they want them, but we are a big growing city. You are listening to Kirsty Cheshire Brown, the CEO of the Urban Development Institute of Queensland. Love to hear from you about your suburb. How's the space? How's the serenity? How hard is it to buy a block of land in Brisbane right now? If you're looking, tell me how that search is going. Are you finding anything? 1300 222 612. Kirsty, you mentioned the process of unlocking land. The state government says they want to unlock about 50,000 residential lots. Where?
Well, most at the moment, Rebecca, we're really seeing that work occur on the fringes of our city. So in growth areas like Caboolture West and Southern Redland Bay, we've also seen some important catalyst infrastructure funding announcements over the past couple of months. As announcement yesterday, involving some catalyst funding for Flagstone as well. So we are seeing at the moment that those 50,000 lots predominantly occurring across our growth areas, as is identified in the regional plan. So that's where you'd expect to see predominantly detached housing product on the outskirts of our city.
Okay, detached housing product. What does that mean?
Just a house and land package, Rebecca.
Right.
So a single house on a single lot.
I'm just getting down with the lingo. Well, it's just that in some sort of Brisbane suburbs now, people are seeing developments pop up. Some of them, they all look the same. There'll be just dozens and dozens of sort of white, what look like townhouses, things like that. Does that come into the consequences of a consolidation strategy or consolidation target? Is that what you mentioned? Again, trying to get my head around
that's
the lingo.
Right. Yep. Yeah. So in Brisbane City Council, the simple fact of the matter is, and this is the case for other local government areas, there are no more growth areas. So what we would expect to see with a 94% target for the consolidation zone in Brisbane is the delivery of different housing options and choices for people. So that may be units, townhouses, terraces, duplexes, and still a single house on a single block. Mm. So that's where we really would see the development and dwelling supply come from in the Brisbane local government area.
Should people get ready for making more friendships with new neighbours, more people coming?
Well, look, consolidation is obviously really important for our region, and we will expect to see some increasing density, particularly around our transport hubs and employment centres. And these are areas where infrastructure already exists, and it's helping us to manage some of those future transport needs. So we would expect people to start seeing change. And look, the regional plan works on a timeline up to 2041, Rebecca, so this isn't going to happen overnight. But Southeast Queensland's a wonderful place to live. That's why we all live there. We have amazing weather, great lifestyle, and relative of housing affordability. So it is a place that people want to stay, and it is a place that people want to move to. So yes, we should all expect that having a growing population means that we will start to see our cities, our suburbs and our neighbourhoods start to experience some change, as they have been for many decades.
Really appreciate your time and insight this morning, Kirsty. Thank you.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Kirsty Cheshire-Brown, the CEO of the Urban Development Institute of Queensland.